him. A double play wins it for Gray.
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch. McKinnon touchdown.
Into the layup. Goes at the buzzer.
Elijah wins it. The championship.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening and welcome to Peters Township's AHN Arena, the WPIL basketball playoffs first round, presented by the Observer Reporter. Tonight, the WJPA Sports Network brings you a 5A girls matchup between number 15 Fox Chapel and number 2 Peters Township. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg. Tom Drakely beside me, along with our WJPA Sports Network crew. Jason Tennant, our floor director. Noah Tennant and Scott Donnelly on cameras. Bill Chapo producing in our downtown Washington studios. Peters Township hadn't lost to a Pennsylvania team and had win streaks of 6, 7, and 6 games before losing Natalie Wetzel to an ankle injury and the game to Mount Lebanon Monday night after the brackets had been set. Fox Chapel comes in off losses in 3 of its last 4 and 4 of 6 after clinching a playoff spot with a 3-game win streak over Plum, Penn Hills, and Gateway. Our coverage of tonight's game is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By Bud Bear Mazda on Route 19 South in Washington, home of the Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program. By RTI Insurance Services, proud to support area athletes, families, and communities. Log on trustrti.com. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. By Washington and Jefferson College, where change makers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. And by the Observer Reporter, your voices, your stories. Coming up in just a moment, we'll take a look at the entire 5A girls bracket presented by the Observer Reporter. Plus, we'll check the starting lineups when our pregame show continues here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
For 125 years, we've been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial Bank, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you.
This is Mark Baer from Bud Bear Mazda. We have over 235 new Mazdas in stock. We also have over 220 incentives. It can be very confusing, but we don't want you to leave money on the table. Let's figure out how we're going to save you the most amount of money we can on your new Mazda. Come on up and get one today. Bud Bear Mazda, Route 19 South, Washington. BudBearMazda.com. If it doesn't say Bud Bear on the back of your car, you probably paid too much.
I'll give you the heads up right off the bat. Natalie Wetzel is not in the Peters Township starting lineup. Thought to be, by many, the best girls basketball player in the WPIL, the University of Miami, Coral Gables, Miami. Recruit is nursing an ankle injury suffered in the second half of Monday night's loss to Mount Lebanon. Peters Township, by that point, was already seeded number 2 in this bracket. We'll take on number 15, Fox Chapel. The 1 seed went to another team that has not lost to a Pennsylvania squad. That is number 1, South Fayette, 3-time defending champions, playing number 16, Greensburg-Salem. the 3 seed is undefeated overall, totally 0 after the dash. Penn Trafford, the Warriors are hosting the Plum Mustangs, the 14 seed. Number 4 is Shaler, home tonight with number 13 Mars. Franklin Regional seeded 5th, hosting number 12 Bethel Park. Thomas Jefferson, the 6th seed, gave Peters Township some trouble, really, the first time through. Not as much that second time around. TJ home tonight with Greater Latrobe. The 7th seed is Indiana. The Little Indians hosting number 10 Moon. And the 8th seed is Chartiers Valley playing at home tonight. 8 o'clock tip-off at CV because there's an earlier game there. CV hosting number 9 Baldwin. 2 Washington Green County teams in action tonight. 5A girls, number 2 Peters Township, and 3A girls, number 10 McGuffey. That game's on WJPA AM, also on the WJPA Sports Network, and video on NFHS. McGuffey at Quaker Valley. Starting lineups when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation. Take a look at our starting lineups. Number 2, Peters Township, and Steve Lemberiou coming in with a record of 19-3. Number 15, Fox Chapel, is 13-9 under head coach Marty Matvey. First of all, for the Fox Chapel Foxes, number 1, Lila Jablon, averaging 11 points a game. Number 2, Bailey Sacco, a 5'4 freshman and a lefty, and I'm going to make note of that. Emily McKee, number 5, is a 5'2 sophomore, 4 points, 4 boards a game. Leading scorer, number 12, Natalia Schaefer, tallest player on the Foxes squad, 5'8. You heard that right, 5'8. Their tallest player averages 15 points, 9 boards, almost a double-double average. And averaging 14 points, 5 boards, and 3 steals, 3 assists. 5'7 senior Bella Urso, outstanding 3-point shot. Also part of their WPIL championship soccer team. A number of lefties on there. The one starter, Bailey Sacco, but also we'll see time from Adina Rosen and Taylor Stalker. For Peters Township, and what's impactful about this starting lineup is who's not there. As we take a look at the Observer Reporter starters, first of all, 5'6 junior Bree Morial. She averages 11 points a game and nearly 50% from beyond the three-point line. Alina Sopko getting the start tonight, the 5'6 junior with 5 points, a couple of boards, 2 assists on average for the year. Number 21, Jordan Welsh, a 5'10 freshman, 5-point average per game. Taylor McCullough runs the offense, makes things go, also finds your way to the basket, 8-point average, 3 assists, 3 rebounds a game. And 6'3 senior Daniela Radulovich, 5.6 boards. The burden is going to fall to her inside, given the fact that the big absence is Natalie Wetzel. Tom, what's that do to a team?
Oh, I think it changes everything. If I'm Peters Township, you have to feel a little uneasy about this game. If this game stays close, I'd be a nervous wreck as a head coach. But, I mean, 20 points a game, 10 rebounds a game, everything goes through Natalie Wetzel, and she's unstoppable when she has the basketball around the hoop. Bob, it'll be very interesting. She warmed up. She looked okay. If I'm the coach, I'm starting her when she's warm, not trying to bring her off the bench. I mean, unless she really can't go.
I think Steve Lemberiou wants to get through this round without her. But I realize if you risk that, and then you got to go to her, and then if she can't go, then you're really in trouble.
Well, that's what I would be very concerned about, Bob. So we're going to have to wait and see how. I think this is going to be closer than you think, at least initially. Fox Chapel's a very aggressive team. They will put pressure on you. They will guard the basketball. I think one area that they are disadvantaged, of course, is size.
We'll get you set for tip-off in this 5A girls opening round game on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Our national anthem here at Peters Township's AHN Arena. Peters Township, six straight wins coming down the stretch. Go to Selection Monday, Bracket Monday, and they lose here. They lose Natalie Wetzel to that ankle injury. But before that happened, last Thursday night against Bethel Park on the 7th, I guess that was Friday night. Last Friday night at Bethel Park, held the 44 points. It was a win for the Indians, but just 44 points. Their last two games, this is a team that's 12 points under season average scoring.
Well, and that's another reason I would be concerned. Where are you going to pick up the points in the absence of Natalie Wetzel? Other girls are going to have to step up. Yesterday, you and I had a chance to watch them practice a little bit before our games. They were trying to emphasize pushing the ball down the floor. We'll see.
Action tonight, 3A girls, 5A girls, 4A boys, as the WPIL takes brackets and starts with 16 in many cases, 21 in 2A boys. But all of those preliminaries are done. We're either at 16 or fewer. For instance, in 6A, several of those only have 8, and they'll get started in mid to late next week. Our officials tonight, David Lapp, Aaron Pritchard, Paul Dowley. This game and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL and the NFHS Network. Our broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the expressed written consent of the WPIL, the NFH Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved, copyright 2025. Following the game, we'll recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. And throughout the night, as possible, we'll check on other scores around the WPIL playoffs. Opening round, first round action, the round of 16, presented by the Observer Reporter here on WJPA. Big vote of thanks to our floor director, Jason Tennant, Noah Tennant, and Scott Donnelly, not only on camera, but they were the moving guys. A few technical glitches in the system. We thought we had it all made. We were here last night, left everything set up. We got here a little later than we normally would, and we're kind of dilly-dallying around, just getting ready to get things going. We had starting lineups, everything in the book, and all of a sudden we realized the cameras aren't feeding into the system. So those of you that were going to be watching weren't going to be watching without that mad scramble, and everything all taken care of. Ready to get this one underway. Officials waiting for the all clear, and we're going to tip it off about a minute early. Opening tip, the Indians, Daniela Radulovic knocks it into the backcourt, and Peters Township will start with the basketball. to the top of the key. Morial give it off near side to McCullough. Inside, Radulovic gets free and scores.
Yeah, and a really nice feed by McCullough that time. And she finished. She's going to have to play a big role here this evening, Bob.
McCullough and Radulovic both.
Oh, indeed, both are.
Sacco out on the left wing. Give it off to Jablon, looking for a cutter down the lane. Shot off the window, won't go. Sopko falls down with the rebound, but able to dish it off before getting called for a travel. High post, Jay won't go for Radulovic. Rebound for the Foxes. 2-0 Peters Township. Ball into the free throw circle. Jablon put it on the deck, trying to shake free of Morial. Can't do that. Three ball in flight. Good line. Perfect. Right on the money. The three ball for Emily McKee.
You'll see Fox Chapel try to run the basketball down the floor and get shots uncontested.
McKee, more than 50 career soccer goals, hits a triple here to give Fox Chapel an early 3-2 lead. Entry pass to Morial, had to fight to save that on the dribble, caught on the sideline, and a blocking foul against Bailey Sacco.
Yeah, she just reached in and hacked her across the arm right in front of the official.
A great look at Radulovic's bucket, and then the three ball back the other way by Emily McKee. That's all of the scoring at the moment. Can't often do that in basketball. Nice spinorama. McCullough can't get the lay-in to go. Rebound grab by Fox Chapel. Push the issue into the paint. Shot by McKee is swatted away and blocked. And now trying to come out with it. Sopko is cut off, and illegally so. Going to be a blocking foul.
Yeah, and if she looked a little sooner, she could have tossed that ball ahead. Had Bree Morial wide open, not a soul around.
And Morial saw the block and took off on the cherry pick, just didn't get the ball. 3-2 Fox Chapel with the lead. Sopko penetrates, splits a double team, scores it with the left hand. Peters up 4-3.
Speaking of left-handers, then she's an aggressive player. She comes off the bench normally, but she's forced into that starting role here this evening, Bob.
Jablon take it left side. Sacco cut off, could not drive. Good defense there by McCullough. And once again, Jablon on this wing. Good quick first step by Schaefer. Shot down low is blocked, tipped, but controlled by the Foxes. Pass through the circle. Radulovic chasing the play. Blocked a shot from behind, but right back the other direction. And the lay-in goes for Natalia Schaefer. 5-4 Fox Chapel. Time Radulovic got sucked out of the paint, and she'd recovered enough to block the shot, but didn't have position to control the ball. McCullough for three off the back of the iron hard. Follows, gets her own rebound. Dish down low. Radulovic off the window and in.
Yeah, and a really nice pass again by McCullough. Great job following her shot that time, Bob.
6-5 Peters Township. 5-10 to play, opening quarter. Jablon gets a screen up high from McKee. Now give it back to McKee. Looked like she wanted to shoot but could not. Got Radulovic out of the low block. McKee thought the shot option was not the best, so feeds it back out. Morial out to hassle Jablon. Ball to the left side to Sacco. Keeps the dribble alive. Give it off to Schaefer. And now to Jablon. One to catch and flip it back down low to Schaefer, but too well guarded. Bella Urso almost carried the ball there, but play on is the call. Good defense by McCullough on Sacco. 4:20 to play in this opening quarter. 6-5 Peters Township. Morial out on Jablon, gets screened off. Jablon keeps going. Shot won't go, but a foul going to be called. And free throws coming. The foul called on Jordan Welsh. A couple of foul shots coming for Lila Jablon when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Jess. She loves to run. So does Jade. And Jen does too. And while they all love running, at AHN Sports Medicine, we know they each need a little something different to get faster. Our doctors and specialists pinpoint that difference and make a personalized conditioning plan to improve Jen's stride, and Jade's endurance, and Jess's form. Because at AHN Sports Medicine, we see you.
Jablon at the foul line hits the second after missing the first. We're tied at six. 4:05 remaining in the opening quarter. Taylor Stalker checked in. Entry down low. Radulovic catch. Missed the bunny and doesn't get the rebound. On the first attempt, gets it back and scores. She's got 6 points here in the early going.
Well, you got to go to her. She has such a decisive advantage with her size. Get her the basketball, Bob.
Urso cut off on the dribble drive by Sopko. Back out to Jablon. 8-6 Peters Township. Jablon pulls up from 10. Shot too strong. Rebound McCullough. Looks for an outlet. Sopko behind the coverage. Catch. Stop at the low block. Kick it around. Morial. McCullough for three. Off the front of the rim. No good. Good battle to get the rebound. Jordan Welsh. Reset the offense. McCullough. Sopko put it on the deck. Starts. Backs up. Gives it to Morial in the corner. 3:20 to play. First period. 8-6 Peters Township leading Fox Chapel. On the dribble drive, it's Welsh. Spinorama. Go right. Go left. Drop step. Shot. Basket and a foul.
Yeah, really nice move. She was patient with her move. Jordan Welsh, the freshman. And she'll go shoot an extra one.
And I'm supposed to say, with that bucket by Jordan Welsh, boom shakalaka. So says Jim Welsh, one of our sponsors tonight. Boom shakalaka with the basket and the foul. Going to go to the free zone. Timeout Fox Chapel back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation. That's the power
of Bowser. You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Jordan Welsh going to go to the free throw line. Try to finish off the old-fashioned play and hits the foul shot.
Nothing but net. Well, these young guards are going to have to pick up slack tonight. So far, so good, Bob.
11-6 to the hoop and lay in for Lila Jablon, her first field goal.
Yeah, she's a very capable player, Bob. She can get to the rim. You've got to stay in front of her.
To the hoop with the left hand. It's McCullough up and in. 13-8 Peters.
And another reliable guard as a freshman.
Blocking foul going to be called on Alina Sopko, and she just looks and shakes her head, puts her hands on the hips like, no. Doesn't change the foul call. Sopko picks up her first foul.
Well, there wasn't a lot of contact.
Fox is trying to get the ball inbounds and now going to get a holding foul on Peters Township. And just checked in. Madden Mel just checked in for Sopko, and before the ball gets inbounded, she gets called for a foul.
Oh, that was quick.
So that's three fouls on Peters Township. Shot changed by Radulovic. Rebound Indians. The ball ahead. Morial can't get the lay-in to go.
Nice pass. Missed a point-blank layup.
Jablon into the lane. Dish it off. Shot rejected. Radulovic controls. Feed it out of the double team to McCullough.
Pretty difficult shooting over the 6'3". Radulovic, Bob. Hard to do.
Welsh on the dribble. Finds Morial and now to McCullough on the left wing. McCullough to the paint. Down the lane. Scoop shot. Lays on the iron. Won't go. Kept alive. Good job there by Morial. Lob inside. Radulovic back out. Morial for three. It's off the rim. Won't go. Radulovic almost onto the back there. Was boxed out. Tried to get to the rebound, but play on is the call. Fox is with the ball. It's Lila Jablon in the midcourt oval. Now on the dribble, Bella Urso. Give it back to Jablon. Got an opening, finds a lane into the paint. Natalia Schaefer scores.
Yeah, 50% field goal shooter, and she's 2-for-2 so far, Bob.
13-10, Peters Township plus 3. It's lead changes on 4 consecutive scores earlier in the quarter. McCullough on the wing. To Mel. We're getting out to Radulovic. And Fox Chapel will take Radulovic being out there all night long.
Oh, absolutely.
He Vikings, 18, 20 feet now. Works her way down to the low block. Three ball, Morial off the back of the iron, won't go. Rebound cleared by Bella Urso. Foxes want to run. Get across the timeline. Urso to Jablon. Right wing, dribble alive. Morial out to cover. Three ball, hard off the back rim. McCullough rebounds. Has helped both the right and left. McCullough to the three-point line. Bring it to Welsh. Looks for Radulovic at the free throw line. Take it down the lane, up with the right hand, and score.
Well, that was a nice drive, huh? She showed some real mobility there, Bob. I like that.
Got the lane cleared out. Radulovic took that pass in the circle. Little jab step to her right and then spun it to the left and down the lane. 15-10, Peters Township plus five. It's Urso, free throw circle jumper off the back rim, won't go, and a rebounding foul on Urso. Radulovic had her boxed out, came over the top anyway. Four fouls now on Fox Chapel. Peters Township ball, 26.6 seconds to play. Bailey Sacco will check back in. Taylor Stalker goes out.
Well, you know, we talked about how things are going to change. Radulovic already has 8 points. That's 3 points over her season average, Bob.
Patiently across the timeline. Ball goes to the right wing. Morial's missed a couple of three offerings. Entry. Radulovic, travel.
Yeah, she did travel, Bob. Shuffled the feet right before she released the basketball.
I think she was looking for a lean back into somebody, and good defense there to step back away.
Yeah, just keep it high and take it up.
Foxes in front court now. Less than 10 seconds to play in the period. On the dribble, it's Urso, and a five-second close. No, double dribble.
Yeah, she double dribbled, Bob. She picked the dribble up, started again on it, and now Peters Township has a chance to get another bucket with 5 seconds. They got to go quickly.
McCullough picked up at midcourt. Gets into the paint. Tried to force the shot up. Had more time, and the shot blocked. Nicely blocked by Emily McKee to end the quarter. Peters Township 15, Fox Chapel 10 after 1. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
15-10, Peters Township leading. 8 points in the quarter for Daniela Radulovic. Three for Jordan Welsh. Two apiece for Sopko and McCullough. On the other side, four for Natalia Schaefer. Three each for Lila Jablon and Emily McKee. Fox Chapel ball to start the second quarter. Jablon, the Peters Township oval in the middle of the floor. Off to her left, Natalia Schaefer. Went right back out to Jablon, who will back up toward the sideline and midcourt stripe. Now a little dribble handoff to Bella Urso. Ball knocked loose. Scramble for the loose ball. And he coming out with it is Radulovic. Can't stand up. Got the ball on her knees. Did a good job not to stand up. It would have been a travel.
Yeah, she really did a nice job controlling the basketball.
Radulovic rebounds on the Sopko miss. Dribble drive. Floater by McCullough. An air ball goes over everything. Double team. Ball knocked loose. Saved by McKee. Jablon to the free throw circle. Left side. Three ball. Hard off the rim. Rebound. Sopko has help ahead. Three on three. Ball comes to McCullough. And the Indians will reset this. McCullough on the dribble, top of the key, keep it alive. Looks right, goes to Sopko, the lefty for Peters Township. A minute gone in the second, still 15-10, Indians plus five. Sopko gets separation from Sacco. Take it right side, Morial. McCullough cuts through, was wide open.
Yeah, ball,
Ball to Welsh into the paint. Kick it back out. McCullough will weave it from the wing to the elbow to the free throw line. Sopko once again between the legs. Spin it to the left. Back it away from the pressure of Jablon. 90 seconds gone in the quarter. McCullough, trouble with the dribble, trying to save it, and it's taken away. And now a break. Sacco weaves to her left, trying to get Welsh off her feet. Shot won't go. Jablon rebounds. Radulovic from behind blocks it. Nenians have numbers. 3-on-1. McCullough across to Morial. Her shot is blocked by McKee. Her second personal foul.
And yeah, really.
Free throws coming for Bree Morial. 6:16 to play opening quarter. Opening half, excuse me, 15-10 Peters Township, back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Back at Peters Township, a couple of free throw makes for Bree Morial. Her first 2 points, and as soon as the second one splashed home, timeout taken by Steve Lamberio. Full timeout for the Indians, now up 17-10.
And Bree Morial needs to score. She's had some really good looks, Bob. She's a very good three-point shooter, but she's missed her first couple. I look for her to get a little more involved in the offense.
Fox Chapel now inbound without pressure. Ball across the timeline. Goes onto the left wing to Schaefer. Urso trying to drive against Sopko. Got around her. Right-hand layup good.
Yeah, she just beat her like quickly. One quick dribble right to the rim.
2 minutes into this second quarter, 17-12. Peters plus five, right where they were at the end of the period. Sopko now with the ball. The Morial near side. Screen set high by Welsh. Morial on the dribble, took it to the elbow, and then backed it out. Sopko put it on the deck. Lefty down the lane. Kick it back out. McCullough's three. Welsh short. Rebound. Radulovic gets it. Wrap it through the low block across to Morial and reset the O. Sopko again. Into the paint, back out to McCullough. Cut off, lob down low, too tall, and a turnover.
Well, Bob, good defense by Fox Chapel, but Peters Township's spending a little too much time just dribbling the basketball and not going anywhere with it. If they look down low, you got Radulovic. Nobody can watch her.
17-12, Peters Township leading Fox Chapel by five. Ball to the baseline. McKee put it on the deck to control. Put it on the deck. Shot swatted away by Radulovic again.
Yeah, she's a nightmare inside.
Sopko thought she had an opening. Took it in. Kick it around. McCullough. Welsh stops. Picks up the dribble in the paint. Got to get out of there and does. McCullough now backs out of the circle. Start and stop. Dish it over the shoulder. Nothing there. Turnover. 4:40 to play, second quarter. Pass across the paint intended for McKee. Sopko hustles back to break up that pass. And McCullough will get a breather as Matt Mell checks back in the game for Peters Township. McKee takes the inbound. Back her feet right on the lines. The three-point line, that is, not the sideline or baseline, which would be a violation, obviously. Jumper at the three-point line for Urso. Feet on the line. That's a deuce for Urso. Her second field goal with a quarter. Peters, only points this period, two foul shots by Bree Morial. Two field goals now for Fox Chapel to cut to within three. Lob down low. Radulovic moves 1 foot, not the other. Kick it back out. Morial rattles home a three ball.
Well, I knew she'd make one sooner or later. They needed that, Bob. They're out of sync offensively. I think it's just they're not used to playing without Natalie Wetzel, and you can see that. They're very unsure of themselves in terms of where they're going with the basketball.
Peters plus six, 20-14, 3:40 to play, second quarter. Handoff to Jablon, dribbled down the lane. Sopko, a little lean on her, got away with that. Shot won't go, and pass intended for Morial, and a pushing foul going to be called on Bella Urso. That's her second, team's second foul of the quarter.
And that was a really nice outlet pass by Daniela Radulovic. She rebounded and immediately looked up the court.
Welsh will key in the play. 3.5 minutes to play, second quarter. Ball to the elbow to Welsh. Morial, open three, splashes home. Didn't hit anything but net.
Yeah, I tell you what, that's not a surprise.
Timeout for Fox Chapel. 23-14, Indians run out to a 9-point lead. 3:19 to play, second quarter. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Mazda. We have over 235 new Mazdas in stock. We also have over 220 incentives. It can be very confusing, but we don't want you to leave money on the table. Let's figure out how we're going to save you the most amount of money we can on your new Mazda. Come on up and get one today. Bud Baer Mazda, Route 19 South, Washington. BudBearMazda.com. If it doesn't say Bud Baer on the back of your car, you probably paid too much. Bud Baer.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
Second quarter, it's Bree Morial.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Uber Teen Accounts. Introducing an Uber account for your teenager. Scan the QR code to sign up for an Uber Teen account.
As I was saying, second quarter, Bree Morial 8, Fox Chapel 4. Make it Fox Chapel 6. Lila Jablon gets a leaner to go. He's got 5 points in traffic. Sopko can't score. Radulovic rebounds, keeps it alive, gets it again, kick it out. Morial for three. It's good. She's hit three in a row.
Well, they found good offense, and hey, she's made three. Get her a fourth and a fifth.
26-16, Peters plus 10. Jablon on the dribble, deal it right side. Urso tried to blow by Sopko there, but nice recovery. Now the handoff to Urso, midcourt area. Comes to the right side of the lane, pass it back out. Lila Jablon averages 11 a game, has about half of that here in the first two quarters. Ball on the left wing, Natalia Schaefer almost threw that away. Nice save by Sacco, who then throws it away.
Well, somebody threw it away, that's for sure. But good pressure by the Peters Township defenders.
Get a look at the third three ball there by Bree Morial. And the leaner then by Jablon. Here comes that third three ball, Morial on the feed from Radulovic inside. Nothing but net in the last couple. Rattled the first one. Hit rim two or three times before dropped home. Radulovic covers it over to high post. Get off to Morial. And a little trouble there for Mel. Sopko, Morial, Mel, or rather Welsh, looks at the three, doesn't take it. Morial to Mel now between the circles, put on the deck, lob to the corner. Morial back inside, Radulovic off the window, basket, and a foul.
Yeah, how do you stop that, Bob? It's impossible. Uses her body well, screens the defender off.
Taylor Stalker called for the foul. 28-16, Peters Township with the lead. 1:38 to play first half. Bailey Sacco will check back in. Radulovic at the foul line for the first time. I have Radulovic with 10 points at this station. First shot off there, the only shot, actually, off the rim. No good. Rebound for the Foxes. Peters scored only 44.5 points the last two games. One a four-point win, the other a narrow loss. And already 28 points here late in this second quarter.
Well, when you knock threes down, your points add quickly.
Schaefer get it to Jablon. On the dribble, top of the key, pick it up. Bailed out there by Urso. Look inside, couldn't get it to Sacco. Nice defense there by Madden Mel. Jablon on the dribble, handoff to Urso. Long three, banks it home. 7 points in the quarter for Bella Urso. 28-19. Peters Township plus nine, 50 seconds to go in the half. Welsh, Morial, wide open three. It's good. She's hit four in a row from beyond the arc.
And that was a deep one.
14 points in the quarter for Bree Morial.
I just got done saying they needed offense out of her. Wow, she delivered.
Sopko turns Urso around. Urso feed it off. Now give it to Stalker. Shot rejected. Radulovic, another block. He's approaching 10 blocks in the game.
She moves her feet very well, Bob. I give her credit. She's done a really nice job defensively for the Indians tonight.
Lila Jablon to key the inbound play. Side of the lane, baseline. Long time getting rid of it. Now forces it into Urso, trying to get around Sopko. Loose ball, scramble for it. Morial can't grab it. Saved by the Foxes. And cut off from getting to the lane was Urso. Foul going to be called on Alina Sopko. Blocking foul, but that's a baseline throw in. First foul of the quarter on Peters Township. But that played almost 8 minutes of this period, and that's the first foul. And that was simply a decision by Sopko that is not going to be a lay-in. Sopko blocks the shot. Radulovic tried to give it back to her, and the half's going to come to an end with that deflection. Peters Township 31, Fox Chapel 19. At the end of our first half, we're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit W&J to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Fun, memories, friendship. We're here for all of it. Here for the big moments and the small ones, too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day, chasing something great. Call it adventure, call it play, we call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Have fun out there. Having fun in here so far. Pretty good pace to this game. Up and down. The big first quarter from Daniela Radulovic. Huge second quarter from Bree Morial. Meanwhile, Fox Chapel trying to hang around. Bella Urso with 7 points in that second period, trying to keep the Foxes within reach.
Well, she is, but too much Morial. That was a wonderful second quarter. And they needed that, Bob. Things were getting a little discombobulated offensively. And, boy, Daniela Radulovic, how about a game she's playing tonight?
Morial hit two foul shots with 6:16 to play, got on the board for the first time, and then hit four consecutive long balls. Rattled one off the iron a couple of times, got it to drop, and then three straight splash swishes to put 14 points up in the period. 3A girls action underway at Quaker Valley. It is McGuffey leading the seven-seeded Quakers 22-17. They are late in their first half. That game on WJPA AM. Our thanks to Nate Rigotti, Sean Saputo calling that one for us tonight. And they are going to be busy, busy, busy as we head down the stretch. Following the game, we'll recognize our player of the game. That's brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Our opening rounds of basketball coverage is presented on the WJPA Sports Network by the Observer Reporter. Your stories, local voices. Peters Township came in 12-0 in Section 4, 19-3 overall, had lost to a couple of Ohio teams only, separating a lengthy win streak, six games, one to start, then the loss to Strongsville, Ohio, seven more wins in a row before losing at Pickerington Central, and then six straight wins before everybody's heart in Peters Township skipped a beat or two. May have needed some professional medical attention when Natalie Wetzel went down with an ankle and did not bounce right back up. Talking with longtime friend Joe Mays, former athletic director here at Peters, and he said, you knew she was hurting because she did not just bounce right back up. And she is walking around. She's on the bench in the book tonight, walking around, but you can see that that leg is really stiff. She is not bending that ankle at the moment anyway, and Peters Township's hope is that you get through tonight without her. And then see what happens come Wednesday. Winner of this game will play the Indiana Moon winner on Wednesday night in the quarterfinals. And here's the other big thing, and we haven't talked about this yet. You get through tonight, you clinch a berth in the state tournament. You reach the final eight, you'll go in some line in the PIAA brackets because you will be a final eight in the WPIL. So this is just huge, really. This round of 16, you get into the quarterfinals, you either clinch by winning or you give yourself multiple opportunities if you reach the quarters, because if you lose there, you go into that consolation bracket and play your way in, say in those classes where all eight don't go.
And the best thing about this game, Bob, is you don't have to take the risk of her re-injuring the ankle. If you can buy a few more days, get her stronger. I mean, she's moving. She's down there now warming up. But I thought, you know, if you were going to play her, you play her while she's warmed up. You know she's not going to come in now.
Fox Chapel started the year 7-3. A couple of two-game back-to-back victories, beating Highlands in Freeport, then Penn Hills in Gateway to start section play before a three-game run against Kiski, Valley, and St. Joseph, all out of section over the Christmas holiday. But just 6-6 since that 7-3 start. And we mentioned in the open, 1-3 in the last four, 2-4 in their last six ball games. 13-9 overall, good enough for the 15 seed in this 5A girls bracket. We're at the half. Peters Township girls back out of the locker room. Fox Chapel not yet out. 31-19, Indians leading here at home. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Peters Township up 31-19 here at the half, and here's a big way that we got to this score, and that is Bree Morial from range. Feed there from Radulovich. Here's the first one, rattle, rattle, and it finds its way to the bottom of the net. Now a feed from Welsh, step back, three, nothing but net, straight on look. Another Radulovich feed out to Morial. That shot got challenged, and it flies home. Free ball on the other end, banking in by Bella Urso. Range shots finding the measure of the distance.
Well, somebody had to make the points up here. You were losing 20 points tonight, so I think Bree Morial has more than made up for that, along with Daniela Radulovich. You know what else it does, Bob? It gives these young players a lot of confidence going forward.
All right, Coach. Your Fox Chapel, what do you have to do? What do you tell your charges in the locker room?
Well, you tell them, number one, stay in the fight. Number two, you've got to try to make sure you contest every perimeter shot that Morial takes. And then somehow or another, you got to keep Radulovich off the basket. But the most important thing is we've got to score some points. So I think you'll see them ratchet up the pressure somewhat. They will play full court pressure at times. They need to do that and get some easy buckets.
Several screens got Morial wide open for those three balls. How do you keep doing that if you're Peters Township?
Well, you just keep running what works. I mean, you don't change anything, and they haven't, which is good. And a lot of what they do, it's up to the offensive player like Morial to read her defender. Wherever the defender goes, she goes opposite. What I mean by that, she goes under a screen, she'll pop out. I think they've done an excellent job playing without their go-to player.
Peters Township will have the ball to start the third quarter on the possession arrow. Halftime at Quaker Valley. 10 seed McGuffey leading 22-19 with 16 minutes to play. Winners in the 3A girls bracket also go to quarterfinal round action on Wednesday. In the 3A girls, only the top six make it. But again, you win tonight, you give yourself two chances to qualify for the PIAA bracket. Peters inbounding to start the third, 31-19, Indians in front. McCullough to Sopko. Sopko wraps around, got away with a hook and hold and able to score.
Yeah, she did, but, you know, being a left-hander gives her a little bit of an advantage on that particular set.
33-19, Indians plus 14. Ball comes to Sacco, trying to get by. Defense can't get by McCullough. Ball on a nice pass from up top from Jablon to find Urso for the lay-in.
Yeah, nice back cut move, and the defender did not cover it.
Sopko across the timeline. Looked like she was just going to bounce handoff to Jordan Welsh. And Welsh kept going, so Sopko kept dribbling. McCullough brings Sopko out inside the volleyball sideline. Sopko on the dribble, backs away from the top of the key, sets a pick now for McCullough, lob to Radulovich, catch, shoot, score.
Easy game when you have somebody that big. She's done an outstanding job with her position inside, Bob.
Radulovich at 6'3", tallest player for Fox Chapel's 5'8", three ball, nothing but net for Bella Urso.
Tell you what, the Foxes aren't going away.
And now the ball thrown away, touched last by Jablon. It'll be Peters' ball on the far sideline. 35-24, Peters Township plus 11. Peters Township 15-10 advantage in the first, 16-9 in the second. Near side, McCullough lobbed to Radulovich. Hard shot, tough angle off the glass is good. Fox Chapel timeout, 6.5 minutes to play, third quarter. Peters Township 37, Fox Chapel 24, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Original indication was that was a full timeout, but turn that into a 30-second timeout, so right back here with you.
Well, the Foxes are going to have to make a decision. How do we guard her? They've been trying to front Radulovic inside. They're going to have to put two players on her, Bob, because it's too easy for her to score when she catches.
Inbound into the corner to Natalia Schaefer. You put two on her, and that leaves players like Morial open.
Yeah, well, pick your poison.
Three ball off the rim, a window. Indians battling to get the rebound. We're going to get a held ball. Jordan Welsh got tied up there.
Yeah, I'm not sure what she was. She just sort of stopped and held it by her, brought it in close to her body. But
6:13 to play in the third, 37-24. Peters Township with a 13-point lead. Feed goes into the circle to McKee. Back out to Sacco on the dribble, trying to get by Sopko. Can't. Radulovic helps. Loose ball. Tracked down there by Bella Urso. To the far corner to Schaefer. Schaefer, quick first step to get by Welsh. Basket and a foul.
Yeah, see how that tie-up hurt them.
5:54 to play, third quarter. Foul on Jordan Welsh. Bucket for Schaefer, and now her first foul shot of the night. Rattles out, won't go, but the rebound grabbed by McKee. Schaefer trying to get by Radulovic. Shot blocked, and it goes out of bounds.
Should be keeping how many blocks she has, Bob.
...37-26. Peters Township plus 11 at the moment. Inbound, Jablon, shot blocked by Radulovic.
About 13 blocks already.
McCullough got an opening. Pull up low, block floater won't go. Rebound on the weak side, grabbed by Bree Morial. Dribble it outside to three-point line. She'll shoot from there, but not this time. Sopko lobbed to Radulovic. Had to tip it to herself, missed the shot, kept it alive, swatted back out. Grabbed by Sopko. Wrap it around to the corner. Morial, double dribble.
I thought so.
McCullough for three won't go. Sopko tips the rebound to the baseline. Can't get it. Coming up, long pass from Urso ahead for Schaefer, and hustling back is McCullough to knock the ball out of bounds.
Couple opportunities down here for the Indians, but just could not convert.
5:12 to play in the third. Peters Township 37, Fox Chapel 26. Inbound side of the lane, caught by Schaefer. Score it.
Tell you what, don't look now, but they're getting closer.
Margin is 9. So we hit 5 minutes to play, third quarter. Sopko put it on the deck, got a screen from Radulovic, take it all the way through. McCullough for three, wide right, won't go. Rebound tipped around, and McCullough going to tip it out beyond the three-point line and go get it. Now gets a screen down the lane. McCullough's shot blocked and knocked out of bounds by Natalia Schaefer.
She made a great move. She just got the shot deflected. A little frustration on McCullough's part. Normally a really good shooter, Bob.
Madden Mel checks in as Jordan Welsh sits down. Ella Shevchuk in for the second time tonight for Fox Chapel. Baseline throw in for Bree Morial. Near side, Madden Bell is wide open. Looks for Sopko, catch and shoot in the lane. Missed the iron. The ball comes right down in the hands of Natalia Schaefer. Morial blocks a pass up the floor, but it gets through. Jablon works her way through traffic. Ball knocked loose, and it's grabbed by Schaefer. Side of the lane. Bella Urso hassled by Radulovic. Reset the offense for the Foxes. 4:20 to play here in the third. Lila Jablon to the hoop. Shot blocked. Foul called on McCullough.
She's quick. She has that quick first step, Bob Jablon, and she got right around McCullough that time.
And then the hack down across the arms. A couple of foul shots coming. Lila Jablon hit one of two in the opening quarter.
They've only taken three total shots from the line. Not a lot of free throws taken tonight.
4:18 to play third quarter. Jablon at the stripe, too strong, no good. Bailey Sacco will check in, and Shevchuk will sit again. Peters Township plus 9, almost halfway through this third quarter. Led by a dozen at the half. Jablon 1-for-2 in each of her two trips to the stripe. 37-29 now. Pressure from the Foxes, and the Indians break that. Morial tried to force a pass across through a defender, and Emily McKee knocks it out of bounds.
Sometimes, Bob, when you penetrate that far in the paint, you got to try to score. I mean, to throw it back out, you've got defenders waiting for those passes. She'd have done better off stopping and taking the little jumper.
Sopko will sit. Jordan Welsh checks back in. And Welsh will inbound. Lob to Radulovic. And Morial comes and saves that. That ball off Radulovic's hands. Also tipped by a defender. And Morial ends up with it. McCullough now. Midcourt on the dribble. Right at the volleyball 10-foot line. Feed to Morial left side. Lob inside to Radulovic, and she is hacked.
Uh-oh,
and
that's
Radulovic
technical.
Did not like the contact and threw the ball off the defender who fouled her, and that's a technical.
Oh, boy, that's just emotion there. I get it, but you can't do that.
Well, you got foul shots at one end for the technical.
Possession.
Question is, were they going to say that Radulovic was in the act of shooting?
I don't think she was, Bob.
I agree.
And I think what will happen then is the Peters will lose possession, too. The ball will go back to the Foxes.
The foul on Jablon, her second, team's first of the quarter. And then the technical foul on Radulovic, her first, team's third. And they are going to call that a floor foul. So no shots for Peters Township. We're going to get two shots for Fox Chapel with the technical, and then the Foxes will get the ball. So the lead that is now 8 can be cut in half before the Indians touch the ball again.
And if you let Fox Chapel think they can hang around, this is going to be a tight one.
At the line to shoot 2, Natalia Schaefer missed a free throw just a few moments ago and kicks this one out.
They're only 2-for-6, Bob.
3:54 to play, third quarter. Second shot is good, 1-of-2. And now the possession to the Foxes. That trip to the stripe, Natalia Schaefer has 9, averages 15 a game.
Well, you know, Daniela Radulovic has played a really good game, and I don't want that one little incident to mar her performance. She just lost a little composure. It happens.
Schaefer to Jablon, right wing, 37-30. Peters Township up by 7. Ball comes near side to McKee. And a three-pointer in the opening quarter, her only points of the game. McKee down the lane, stop, feed it back out, shot off the window is good. Bella Urso using the glass. She's got 14. And it's a 5-point Peters Township lead. McCullough backs away from the defense, fumble. 3 ball in flight, well short. Rebound knocked out of bounds. That came right back off the hands of Schaefer and out of bounds on the Madden Mel miss.
She had an open shot, but she was short.
Lob into Radulovic, goes right back to Mel or to Welsh. Pass to the far corner. Mel has to save that. McCullough jumps to an 18-footer. It's good. Timeout Peters Township, 3:06 to play, third quarter. Indians 39, Foxes 32. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions. Ones that are built for the unique journey your business is on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Steve Lomberio with the timeout after the made bucket by McCullough. Peters Township's first points in almost 3 minutes.
Well, and I think there are some nervous people in this gymnasium this evening, Bob. When they had the 31-19 lead, things were going their way. They went up by even 13 points, as I recall. And from that point on, these Fox, they're a feisty group. Fox Chapel, they just keep playing hard, and some good things have happened. Now they have the ball, and they can cut into this lead even further.
Coming up on exactly 3 minutes to play third quarter, 39-32. Peters Township leading by 7. Bailey Sacco, but off to Lila Jablon. The volleyball 10-foot line, trying to shake free of Taylor McCullough. Jablon gets a screen from Schaefer. Goes back one way, then the other scoop shot, well off balance and off the mark. McCullough, get it ahead to Morial. Now to McCullough. Radulovic trying to back her way down the lane. Ball knocked loose. Going to be ruled to be last touched by Jablon. Knocked out of bounds.
Jablon and McCullough. That's a nice little duel going on down there. Both of them are aggressive defensive players.
Inbound feed. Mel. Radulovic. Back cut. Nice save there by Welsh. Drop step. Lost her balance, but she's got a two-hand scoop shot to go.
See, and I think she's got to do a little more of that, Bob. She's had opportunities, and she just hasn't shot a whole lot here this evening, Jordan Welsh.
41-32, Peters Township with the lead. McKee into traffic, falling down is Radulovic. McCullough gets the ball ahead to Morial for the lay-in.
Nice pass by McCullough. She could have taken it herself, but Morial was ahead of the pack.
Indians on a 6-point run now to push the margin to 11. 2 minutes to play, third quarter. Jablon, and now to McKee. Urso comes through. Morial goes right with her. Ball into the hands of Natalia Schaefer out on the right wing. Give it off to McKee. Gets to the low block. Bring it back out. Jablon, catch and shoot a three. It's good.
Boy, that was so deep.
43-35. Full court pressure. Jablon trying to stay with McCullough. Everybody else clears out. McCullough with the dribble. Almost got by Jablon. Nice recovery. Screen from Radulovic. Far side. Mel. Three ball in flight. Too strong. Radulovic tipped it. Comes out onto the wing where Morial tracks it down. 1:15 to play in the third. Jordan Welsh got separation once. Now gets by her defender. Kick to the corner. Morial fumbled the pass. Got it under control and hits a tray.
That was a big basket.
And now a travel call against the Foxes. Trying to go too fast. Had an opening, they thought. Turn it over. By the way, 19 points for Bree Morial. 46-35. Peters with the 11-point lead. Just under a minute to play here in the third.
Well, and if I'm Peters Township, I'm being somewhat selective unless I can isolate Radulovic inside. You don't have to force anything. Try to take the last shot so they don't get one.
Sopko trying to get by Sacco. Can't do it. Radulovic 20 feet out. Pass goes inside and an undercut. Going to be a foul called on Bella Urso. Took one of the legs out from underneath Jordan Welsh. Just the second foul on Fox Chapel. I don't often talk on broadcast about fan comments, but the guy that just yelled "worst call ever" hasn't watched much basketball.
That was not the worst. That was a very good call, actually.
Hasn't seen much basketball, I'll just say.
Well, they're seeing it from one prism.
Radulovic takes the inbound. McCullough with 40 seconds to go. Crossover gets by McKee. Left hand rolls it across the iron. And a rebound grab by the Foxes. McKee, nice recovery there to get the board. Ball knocked loose. Give it off to Lila Jablon. Right side to Urso and right back out to Jablon. 25 seconds to play in the third. Peters Township with an 11-point lead. Fox Chapel with the ball. McKee between the circles, starts down the lane, turned around, stolen by Morial, going one-on-one against Urso. Morial up and in.
She's been a star tonight. That's 21.
Lead is 13. Indians have been able to add a point. Long three ball is nothing but net. We saw one last night from 60 feet. This one was about 25, and it goes. Lila Jablon with the tray to close the quarter. Peters Township, 48. Fox Chapel, 38 after 3. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Mazda. We have over 235 new Mazdas in stock. We also have over 220 incentives. It can be very confusing, but we don't want you to leave money on the table. Let's figure out how we're going to save you the most amount of money we can on your new Mazda. Come on up and get one today. Bud Baer Mazda, Route 19 South, Washington. BudBearMazda.com. If it doesn't say Bud Bear on the back of your car, you probably paid too much. Bud Bear.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
Bree Morial averages 11 points a game. She has 21 to lead all scorers. The Indians with 17 points in that period with that Trey end up losing the scoring in the period, 19-17. The ball belongs to Peters Township here to start the fourth quarter.
Up 10. Take care of the ball. Take good shots. Don't force it. And get back in transition. And points, Danielle Radulovich with 14. I mean, they've made them up. They've had other players step up here tonight, Bob.
Indians with the ball. Morial looked. Entry to Radulovich. Too well covered. Give it off to McCullough now. Late third quarter at Quaker Valley. Host leading McGuffey 28-27. Low scoring third period there. Not so here. 36 points between the two. Tough rifle pass underneath. Caught by Radulovich. Tries to go up and score and is fouled. 48-38, Peters Township leading early fourth quarter. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Radulovich hits both free throws after the foul on Natalia Schaefer. Bella Urso on the dribble, guarded by Morial. Give it off to Jablon, and now to McKee, right at the volleyball 10-foot line. McKee, Jablon, long three. She hit it there from the end of the quarter, hits it another one.
Yeah, she's on fire. We've seen some excellent three-point shooting.
50-41, the deficit down to single digits now with 7 minutes to play in the fourth. Radulovich finds Morial coming into the paint. Shot won't go. Radulovich tips it, but it comes right out to McKee. Going in against McCullough. Give it back. Urso trailing the play. Rattles it home. Bella Urso with 16. 50-43. Quickly down to a 7-point margin.
This is an important possession for the Indians.
With 10 seconds to play in the third, it was 13. McCullough shot won't go. Rebound Radulovich, and it's going to be a rebounding foul. Alina Sopko. The whistle may have been a little tardy, but Sopko guilty of the foul, her third. And same spot there on the Jablon three-pointer. And get a look at the finish coming down the lane there for Bella Urso. From down 13 to within 7 and the ball in hand. 6:20 to play fourth quarter. Here comes Fox Chapel. McKee can't get by Radulovich. Handoff. Ball ends up in Schaefer's hands and she's called for a travel. Tied up there. Nice reach in to get the hand on the ball and force the travel.
Yeah, and that was Jordan Welsh who got her hand in there, disrupting the ball handler.
Inbound off the mark. Off McCullough's hands, and nice job by Welsh to block the shot taken by Adina Rosen. Indians save that possession. Pass to Radulovich. She'll put it on the deck, fight her way out of a double team, and a holding foul called. Second foul on the Foxes in the quarter. This one's going to be on Lila Jablon. That's her third.
Well, I was just getting ready to say that the Indians should not have any trouble with pressure, and they almost turned that basketball over.
Inbound feed to Peters Township. Down the right side of the lane and scoop it in. Bucket for Taylor McCullough. Her third field goal, 6 points.
Yeah,
Indians
nice drive.
Points there.
Really nice drive there, Bob.
52-43. Jablon working against McCullough. A little ball fake shot goes up too strong. She's looking for a foul, doesn't get it. Sopko with the ball up the near side. Stops in the lane, dish it across. Morey out for three, in and out. And a rebound to McKee at the baseline. 5:25 to play in the fourth. 9-point Peters Township lead. Near side, Urso for three. Short rebound grabbed by Sopko. Through a double team. Indians have numbers now. Sopko, kick it back. Welsh, quick step into the paint. Stops there. Needs help. Got to get bailed out. Radulovic there to do it. Diagonal pass. Sopko, catch and shoot three off the back of the rim. Radulovic, tip the rebound. Pull it down. Kick it near side to Welsh. Reset. Morial looked at the three. Didn't take it. Sopko down the right side for the lay-in.
Yeah, nice patience that time. I thought they were going to pull the trigger on a quick three there, Bob, off the rebound.
54-43. The margin back to double digits. And a timeout for Fox Chapel. 4:45 to play, fourth quarter. Peters Township 54, Fox Chapel 43. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Game of runs, no question. Back and forth these two teams go, trading back-to-back points. Peters Township's margin is back to 11.
It's been entertaining, I think. It's been a fun game to watch.
Somebody's season comes to an end. Somebody moves on to Wednesday's quarterfinals. And clinches a berth in the state tournament, so a couple of more weeks of practice.
Yes, and these kids are, yeah, I give Peters Township a lot of credit, playing without their best player, and they're playing extremely well.
Natalia Schaefer takes the inbound, gets a screenshot, won't go, had to put a little extra on, and Schaefer controls the ball and rolls to the baseline.
Yeah,
just got her right shoulder blade on that baseline.
That's exactly what happened. And again, Peters Township now, don't have to be in a hurry. Take care of the basketball. Keep it moving.
But you also don't want to do things that are different from what you normally do.
You want to attack, Bob, absolutely, but you want to be smart with your attacking.
Radulovic trying to get open, takes the feed, goes up, misses the shot, gets her own rebound, fights out of a tie-up, able to get the ball to the far side, and now drive for McCullough, lay it up and in.
That's attacking. She's now starting to get in the scoring column. Taylor McCullough, the freshman, excellent player.
2 points in the middle quarters, or excuse me, two in the first, two in the third, and now four here in this fourth period, halfway through. Two-pointer up and good from the wing at Emily McKee. Foot toes on the line, so just a deuce. 56-45.
Well, that time the defender just backed up and let her shoot.
Pass intended for Morey. Out. Tough battle there, and it's going to be off of Sopko. And that deflected pass through the paint and then eventually off Sopko's hand and out of bounds.
Yeah, a little bit of a forced pass there. Didn't have to take that.
Across the timeline, and now McKee to the elbow, kick it around, up top, Schaefer for three, that's off the mark, and a rebounding foul going to be called, and maybe Bella Urso guilty of the foul. Three fouls on Fox Chapel, and it is Bella Urso, her fourth.
Yeah, that's her fourth foul, Bob.
At this point, you know, you don't come out at this point with 3:15 to play.
No, and I wonder if Peters Township now will try to take a little more time off the clock and not take quick shots here. Don't need them.
Welsh to Sopko. Try to dribble through a double team. Ball stolen. Get it ahead to Schaefer. Hassled by Welsh. Shot won't go. Rebound grabbed by McKee. Kick it around to Schaefer and near side Urso. Three ball in flight. Well off the mark. Radulovic saves it, but threw it right back into Urso for the lay-in.
Boy, you don't want to save it under your own basket like that.
56-47, 9-point Peters Township lead. Radulovic, 14-footer straight on, won't go. Sopko rebounds, goes back up, and she is fouled and will shoot a couple. Peters Township 56-47 lead on Fox Chapel, 2:36 to play. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hitting fans, only sorting fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave. Now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got it sound. We got it, Illinois. Y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
Elena Sopko hits both free throws after the foul called on Bailey Sacco. 58-47 Indians, 2.5 minutes to play here in the fourth. Jablon feed it out of the low block across to McKee. Shot won't go. Jablon gets the rebound. Back to the near side to McKee. Radulovic came out to challenge her. McKee missed the shot and falls down and the isn't there to get her own rebound.
Boy, that was an opportunity for them.
Ball comes near side to Welsh. Lobbed to Radulovic. Tipped. Got it. Goes up strong and scores. 18 points for Radulovic. Peters up 13 now. Just under 2 minutes to play in the ball game. Lila Jablon stops side of the lane. Work it around. Urso with the ball. Put it on the deck. Morial wouldn't let her go straight to the hoop. Go on across and score on the reverse. 20 for Urso.
That was a nice reverse layup by her.
McCullough trying to spin free of Sacco. Did once. Give it off. Left side, Sopko. Cutter is Welsh. Put it on the deck out front. Turnaround jumper good. Teams trading baskets now as we get down to about 1:15 to play. Foul going to be called on McCullough. Would not allow Jablon to get that easy shot underneath. And the foul on Taylor McCullough, her second. 1:16 to play in the fourth. 62-49 Peters Township. Back in just a moment. Lila Jablon, third trip to the line, third time, one of two on the journey. 62-50, and now a backcourt foul. It's going to be it will be foul shots now. It'll be the fifth foul, and it is going to be Sacco called for the block and a couple of shots as the teams walk to the other end.
Indians.
Check on the McGuffey-Quaker Valley game, about 3.5 minutes remaining in their game, and it is Quaker Valley 34-31. McGuffey just 9 points in the second half. McCullough at the foul line, first shot good. Peters Township's now hit 5 in a row at the stripe.
8 for 9 for the game. That's pretty good shooting, Bob.
Second shot, nothing but net. 64-50, Peters plus 14. Able to withstand the couple of runs by the Foxes. Ball goes right side. McKee to Schaefer on into the corner. Welsh deflected that. Finds a cutter underneath. Shot won't go. And Sopko going to be guilty of her fourth foul. And Bailey Sacco will go to the line to shoot two. Third foul on the team in the quarter. Fourth in the game on Sopko. Sacco at the stripe. I have the Foxes at the 4 of now 10 as the first shot missed.
Boy, those are important misses too, Bob, in a close game.
Second free throw is good. Sacco, first point of the ball game, gets 1 of 2. 64-51. 1 minute remaining. Full court pressure. Welsh will push it, avoid the double team, give it back to Morial, and those two play catch back and forth and get across the timeline. Welsh bounce pass near midcourt to McCullough, able to keep it alive. 45 seconds remaining. Peters Township going to survive the night playing without Natalie Wetzel.
Well, that's big, too, and that gives her a chance to get that ankle better. And great confidence for the rest of these players.
McCullough to Radulovich, and she is fouled. Coming across the back is Natalia Schaefer, guilty of her second foul. And Radulovich going to the foul line to try to extend this run.
She averages 5 points a game, Bob. She's got 18.
Had eight in the opening period. Radulovich at the line extends this current Peters streak at the stripe to 7 in a row. And subs coming to the scorer's table. Megan Castor has checked in. Looks like Gabby Catalonia will check in as well. Somebody else checked in for Peters. Couple of subs for Fox Chapel. Their seniors recognizing that it has come to an end. Bella Urso, Natalia Schaefer come off together to a greeting from Marty Matvey. Radulovich, perfect at the stripe. She's got 20. Hits both there. And now Radulovich will check out. And in comes Mara Radulovich.
Little sister.
6 foot sophomore. 35 seconds to play, 66-51 Peters Township. Jablon with a little mid-range jumper. She's got 18.
She's played a nice game this evening.
Double drill. I'm going to call for a carry. And that was Maddie Ross' first touch of the ball.
Well, you can see.
Whoops.
Yeah, well, I mean, that happens.
21 seconds remaining. Inbound feed finds Sophie Jacobs, her first touch. Lila Jablon played the entire game. Jablon with a dribble. Take it to the far wing. Got by one defender. And now a shot partially blocked, but a foul going to be called on Radulovich. And rather inquisitive look at the calling official. That'll be Radulovich's first foul.
She did get all ball.
Lila Jablon at the stripe to shoot two with just 9.3 seconds to play. First shot good. Jablon with 19 in a losing effort. Peters Township up 12, 66-54. Not been a lot of success at the stripe. Jablon, though, this time hits both free throws. A ball knocked loose, and the Foxes end up with it. Jablon shot, basket, and a foul. Madden Mel guilty of the foul. Jablon with the bucket, now a free throw. This will be her ninth foul shot of the game. She has 22 points at the moment. Make it 23. And Peters Township just going to try to get the ball inbounds. There'll be no foul, and the buzzer is going to sound. Peters Township playing without Natalie Wetzel. They got big nights from Radulovich, Morial, and later from McCullough to win it. Peters Township 66, Fox Chapel 58. Our post-game show here on the WJPA Sports Network comes your way in just a couple of minutes.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
For 125 years, we've been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial Bank, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you.
This is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Mazda. We have over 235 new Mazdas in stock. We also have over 220 incentives. It can be very confusing, but we don't want you to leave money on the table. Let's figure out how we're going to save you the most amount of money we can on your new Mazda. Come on up and get one today. Bud Baer Mazda, Route 19 South, Washington. BudBearMazda.com. If it doesn't say Bud Baer on the back of your car, you probably paid too much. Bud Baer.
Fox Chapel with a 38-35 scoring advantage in the second half, but Peters Township with that 12-point lead after the first 16 minutes and plenty of distance to get the win here tonight, Tom.
Well, in the last few 35 seconds, he subbed, and Fox Chapel continued to press and got some easy baskets there. But, yeah, I was very impressed with the efforts. Bree Muriel got it all started with her three-pointers in that second quarter, but the overall performance by Daniela Radulovic was tremendous with her shot blocking, her defense, and she put in 20 points. And then, of course, you got to give credit to Taylor McCullough for her ball handling, passing, etc. Great effort by the Indians tonight. I think that'll give them a lot of confidence going forward.
Lead changes back and forth early on. Teams trading baskets over about a 2.5 minute span. Game tied at 6 with 4:12 to play. Peters Township with the better of it to the end of the first quarter, 15-10 Peters. And again, back and forth early on in the second quarter, 17-14 halfway through. But Peters Township scored 11 of the next 13 points to lead by a dozen. They led by the 31-19 mark at intermission. Went a little cold from the floor, and advantage there, Fox Chapel in the middle of the third quarter. The Foxes on an 8-0 run to pull to within 37-32. But Peters Township with a strong finish, final three minutes and change in that third quarter, putting up 11 points, holding Fox Chapel to 6, led by 10 at the break. And it was really a lot of trading back and forth, 4 points here, 4 points there, 5 here, 5 there, back and forth. And Fox Chapel only able to shave 1 point off the deficit. 66-57 individual numbers when we come back in just a couple of minutes here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
With the win tonight, Peters Township improves to 20-3, moves on to the quarterfinals on Wednesday against the Indiana Moon winner. It would appear that Quaker Valley is going to beat McGuffey. Just a couple of seconds left, 39-35, Quaker Valley with the lead. McGuffey held to just 13 points in that second half. Here, Peters Township, 31-19 advantage at intermission. Outscored by a couple of points in the second half, but still plenty of room, 66-57, led by Bree Morial's 21, including 14 points in that third period, 4 3 balls in that period. Daniela Radulovic got things started. She had 8 in the opening 8 minutes of the ball game to give Peters Township a lead. As it turned out, they would never give up. Taylor McCullough with 10 more for the Indians. Peters Township, 11 of 12 at the foul line, hit all 8 of their fourth quarter foul shots. On the other side, I have 23, count them, 23 points for Lila Jablon, the 5'3 junior in the game, and 20 more for senior Bella Urso, who finishes her career at Fox Chapel, hit a couple of 3 balls to try to give Fox Chapel a chance at a comeback, but it would come up short. Fox Chapel, 8 of 14 at the foul line in tonight's game. Coming your way in just a moment, we'll recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And our player of the game really stood the game on its ear in that third quarter with 14 points, just raining them home one after another after another. Finished with 5 3 balls. Those of you watching on our NFHS video feed, assist from Daniela Radulovic, but our player of the game is Bree Morial, 21 points to lead Peters Township, and just kept popping them the second quarter there with 4 in a row, and then another one there in the third quarter to lead the Indians with 21 points and the win here tonight.
Outstanding effort by her, impressive shooting, and also like to mention, you know, her teammate did a tremendous job too in picking up the slack scoring, and she has 20. That's Daniela Radulovic. And how about the block shot she had tonight? So both were huge contributors, and you know, they're moving on, and it's going to be a good team that knocks them out.
Peters Township advances to the quarterfinals and ultimately then the first full weekend in March on to the state tournament as well, but business to take care of long before that quarterfinal matchup coming on Wednesday. McGuffey becomes the 5th Washington County team, 21 from the 2 county area, Washington, Greene County, and McGuffey is the 5th of those eliminated. On the girls' side now, McGuffey and Bentworth, the boys' team's best center, Jeff Morgan and Wes Green, eliminated last night. That final at Quaker Valley, 39-35. Great to have all of you along here tonight. We do have a couple of other scores. We have our first upset, 5-seed Seton LaSalle beaten by Elwood City, 49-41. That in the 3A girls bracket. So now number 12 Elwood City will take on number 4 Keystone Oaks, 56-31 winner over Ligonier Valley. No problem for the 2, Greensburg Central Catholic over Brownsville, 66-31. And the 6-seed Avonworth over Beaver Falls, a team that we saw a year ago in the tournament. Avonworth, 67-35 winners over Beaver Falls. 66-57 here, the only final that we have in the 5A girls bracket. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by the Observer Reporter. Local voices, your stories. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers like Tom Drakely get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. by RTI Insurance Services. Proud to support area athletes, families, and communities. Log on trustrti.com. Boom shakalaka. JP Welsh, there you go, buddy. Bud Bear Mazda on Route 19 South in Washington, home of the Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program. By Washington Financial Bank for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Tomorrow, start to finish coverage of the 2A and 3A section wrestling tournaments on the WJPA Sports Network. The AA Southern Sectional at Burgettstown will be on WJPA AM 1450 and online audio. The 3A Southern Sectional from South Fayette will be online only. Our thanks tonight to both head coaches, Steve Lamberio and Marty Matvey, to Brian Geyer, Justin Powles, and the entire crew here at Peters Township. For my partner, Tom Drakely, floor director, Jason Tennant, Noah Tennant, and Scott Donnelly on camera, and our producer, Bill Chapo, I'm Bob Gregg. Thank you so much for being with us. In the WPIL 5A girls basketball first round, your final score, Peters Township 66, Fox Chapel 57. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.